Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to episode 162 of the Danny Miranda Podcast. This is an episode unlike typical episodes. This is a shortened mini version episode, if you can't already tell. And I'm excited to bring you guys more of these episodes. I know that going forward, my plan is to have two episodes, Monday and Wednesday, be longer episodes, and a Friday episode being a shorter mini episode that's just me talking to the camera. I figured this will be helpful for me to get better at communicating directly to the camera, and it'll be a way for you guys to learn a little bit more about me, and I'm looking forward to that experience. I'll be talking about all types of different topics, ranging from meditation, fitness, to whatever's interesting to me in any given day, mindset. So really excited for that. And I figured, why not kick it off, the first one being a bit of a recap from 1 year of podcasting. I started this podcast on September 23rd, 2020. And I'm recording this episode right now on September 23rd, 2021. And the past year has been the year of the single most growth of my entire life. And this podcast is a huge reason for that. I've been having conversations, been forced to reflect on my own thinking based on the questions I'm asking, based on the people I've had on. And it's been an incredible experience from my perspective in terms of growth. And so I'm so grateful for that. And in addition, maybe I should have led with this, is that I am the podcast, the past year of the podcast has led me to my current position and current job, which I've just accepted for Lucky Trader, which is a position where I'm going to be podcasting more, getting better at this craft. And that's going to be focused around NFTs. So if you hadn't heard the news, that is the big news from this past week, is I will be hosting a podcast, hosting Twitter spaces, and doing content for Lucky Trader, an NFT company. And I'm really excited to do that. So you'll hear about that more in the future. But for now, I just want to talk about this past year and what I've built with this podcast. The first thing is like, this is a top 1% podcast in the world. And that is so crazy for me to say, and so heartwarming. And I'm so grateful for that accomplishment, because I get such a joy from asking these questions, from talking to people. And I hope that it comes through in the interviews. I've also published 3 episodes per week for 1 year straight. Now, most podcasts do 1 episode a week or 2 episodes a week, but to do 3 episodes a week, to host, create, publish, get the guests, do the research, I'm the only person working on this. So to do all that 3 times a week and publish 3 times a week it's meant that I'm consistent, right? And how could you apply this if you don't host a podcast? I committed to the process without thinking about the expectations of what it would get me, because I knew that doing the process was, one, enjoyable, and two, and it wasn't enjoyable in every minute, as I discussed with Tej in episode 154 in the beginning of that episode, but I knew that if I were to do it for 1 year, for 3 years, it would lead me to a greater place. And so if you're thinking about meditating, if you're thinking about working out, if you're thinking about having a reading habit, it's like, think about those things, not about where you'll be. You know you're going to be in a better position 1 year or 3 years down the line, but think about committing to the process and finding enjoyment from the process, because really the only way to get to where you want to be is to commit to the process and do it over and over again with no expectation that where you're going to be at the end of 1 year is going to be an advantageous position. You know that it's going to be advantageous, but just commit to what you can directly control. Another accomplishment from the podcast is 100,000 plays, meaning that if you add up the downloads and the YouTube views, it's over 100,000 times someone has listened to one of the podcasts that I've put out. That's crazy. And my goal for the following year, for year two of the podcast, is to increase that number from 100,000 to 1 million. So we'll see if that can be done. But if it can, I'd be really excited to 10x the amount of attention we have on the podcast. But with all that being said, looking in the past year, 100,000 is still incredible. And I'm really excited by that number. I had no expectations of how many people, how many times the podcast would be listened to. So 100,000 is an incredible number. I'm super excited about that. Again, another thing that the podcast has brought me over the past year is improved communication skills. I wasn't able to get the thoughts in my head into sentences as well today as I did a year ago. And that's funny because I messed that up. But it's like the way I'm communicating today is so much greater than how I was communicating a year ago. And that warms my heart. If you want to know if that's true or not, go listen to episode one with Tej. It's a different person. It's a different person interviewing. It's a different person communicating. And for that, I'm so grateful. And I expect that that will continue to rise as I continue to get in front of the camera, as I continue to get the reps in. And I've always admired people who can communicate incredibly well. And so that is a skill that I'm improving at and have been improving at. And I'm really excited by the progress that I've made. From putting out this podcast, I've also met my heroes. People like Gary Vaynerchuk, people like Rob Lipset, who got me into fitness, people like Kamal Ravikant, who changed my life. I say that these people are heroes in kind of tongue-in-cheek, but in truth, it's crazy because would have had no way of actually communicating with these people. And then I sit down with them for 30 minutes or an hour or an hour and a half. And that's pretty incredible that just having this podcast, having a place where I can ask questions on a consistent basis and committing to the process, that could lead to all those incredible people to come into my life and not just my heroes, right? Like I've met such incredible people from this podcast that I didn't even know a year ago. And I'm really grateful for that. And the last thing I have in this tweet that I'm reading is I became a professional podcaster. And a year ago, I never recorded a single podcast. Or I'd recorded 20, but I never published a single podcast. Today, I am getting paid to speak and getting paid to produce. And it just goes to show what can actually happen if you put your head down for a year and you are consistent with your process and you enjoy something tremendously. I think that's the part of this that I enjoy the most. Like the part I enjoy the most is the fact that I can connect to real human beings over a conversation. I could take someone who we've never met before, and by the end of it, we could understand that in that moment, we created something beautiful because I was able to connect with them in that moment. And that's something I'm trying to get better at. And that's what I'm going to get better at as I become and go into the role of becoming a professional podcaster. And when I say professional podcaster, I mean Lucky Trader is going to hire me, has hired me. And I will be working on their NFT content, as mentioned before. It's been a hell of a year. I'm so excited that you're here listening or watching to this. And I just want to take a moment to reflect on what this entire year of growth, of incredible conversations and of learning has really done for me. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time. I'm excited by the year that is coming up, and I'm so excited by what we've accomplished over the past year. So I think also this is a great way to think about it. It's like, I'm so happy with the present moment. I'm so happy with what we accomplished. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't strive for more, because in the process of trying to strive for more, we are actually doing what we are setting out to do. The process of trying to become greater, of expanding, is what we all long for. And that does not mean we are not happy with what is going on in this moment. So this has been the 1 year recap. I'm grateful for you listening. I hope if you made it to this point in the episode, you drop me a message on Twitter at @HeyDannyMiranda. And I'm really excited by the year to come. So if you would like to see more of the episodes like this, shorter episodes, me just talking directly to the camera, talking directly to the microphone, into your ears, onto your screen, please let me know, because I'll be doing more and more of these. Let me know topics you'd like for me to explore. And I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day, night, and I will see you in the next one. Peace.